broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here live on a Thursday morning, rainy Thursday morning, August the 24th, 2023, 21 minutes past the hour, 74 degrees and rainy skies here in the Marion area. What an interesting interview with City Councilman Jason Schauber, and we certainly thank him for coming on today, Third Ward Councilman. Now, does anybody have anything to say in regard to these pay raises? License plate cameras or drones? Give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, I think we've kind of laid this all on the line now when it comes to these pay raises. We talked to the mayor on Tuesday, and now we've talked to council brought this. But apparently, you know, it's very interesting. Said he thought politics moving the date up for these pay raises, which I think kind of interesting. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I really don't to say about that, except you heard a lot of reasoning there. One thing about Jason is he certainly does not pull any punches, which makes him a great guest and a very good person on the inside of these meetings. Does that sit okay with everyone, that he feels that the reason these raises are being handed out are, I guess, simply because they want to give more to their friend? I guess that's Jason's opinion. We don't know that for fact. But it is interesting. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Did you hear Jason okay? That's another question I always have. Did you hear that interview okay? Was it coming through okay? Because we certainly want everybody to hear what we're doing at the station when covering things like that. So I hope it was of interest to you. Now, will the mayor veto this pay increase? I don't know. I guess we'll all find out. We'll all see if it passes. Apparently, Jason would like to delay it. I don't know how this will all shake out in the end. I guess we'll all find out. Well, I had a great time last night. I got together in the studio with Sean and, well, let's take the phone call here, and we'll come back to this momentarily. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Okay, I guess what I said yesterday speaks for itself.
proved kind of to be true here. What did you make of Jason this morning?
I was pleased with it, except I wish he would have agreed that he wished that he hadn't have done it, but...
You know, it is kind of interesting now, though, that he says something he brought to council he would vote against, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, I just hope that does get vetoed because of the reasons that we know why it's being put through. So,
you know,
I hope it does get vetoed because, just like you have brought up, I mean, we are not a wealthy people. You know, I mean, we're just average and under average here, and those raises just do not. Well, you know, I mean, it's just not proportionate to the income.
You know what's interesting? You know, you obviously had a feeling about why they were doing this, and I think a lot of people had a feeling about why they were doing this. To actually hear a Republican councilman
I believe the longest serving Republican council person at this point, Jason Schauber, say he believes this is being done simply for politics, and they see the way the elections are going and they want to give their buddy a raise. To know that that could happen on city council, what does that make you think? Out of a city council person's mouth.
I'm glad he's being honest. And I don't like, you know, their vote of no confidence. I mean, look what a mess she came into. I think she's been doing her best.
Well,
considering what was dropped in her lap. I mean, it's just like you said, politics.
Well,
unfortunately,
yeah, I mean, that's really where it was laid. It was laid at the door of politics, and I don't know what will happen. Jason, I think, feels that the mayor would veto it. He says he would support a veto at this point. I don't know. I really don't know. Do you think, like Jason said, and this is something I talked last night with Mary Ellen Withrow about, that the voter turnout might be very large because of abortion and recreational marijuana being on the ballot, that some Democrats could be swept into office locally that hadn't expected because of these two things being on the ballot? Do you think that could happen?
Well, very well could. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see. You know, $110,000. What do you think the mayor? At $69,000, do you think that's a decent wage, or the $75,000 they've already voted to send the mayor's wage up to?
The $75,000 would have been fine. I just wish they would have done it 4 years ago while Schertzer was in, because Schertzer he's been the best mayor. I'm sorry, I'm biased. I just think he has, that I don't know if he can be replaced. I mean, I'm just hoping that everything will work out, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, you know what was interesting, a little tidbit in that interview? I thought it was interesting because he was mentioning about Schertzer having Kathy Chaffin, a former auditor, as part of his staff. It sounds as if Jason believes that if Bill Collins would be taking that office, that a whole new group would be coming in, and how would that turn out?
Well, isn't that the way it always goes?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think...
The new brings in their own cronies?
Well, to be honest with you, and I may be wrong about this, but the switch from Kellogg to Schertzer, I don't think there was a whole lot of turnover. Not that I remember. I'm sure there was some, but not to a huge... Like, I know they had the same office administrator. I'm pretty sure the city and service directors stayed the same, if I remember right. And if I'm wrong, somebody will tell me. But I don't think there was a whole lot of change.
Well, if there wasn't, that goes to Schertzer's credit, that he doesn't play politics. He is there to do the job.
How do you feel about the two candidates we have coming, one of which is going to be in this job at this point?
Well, neither one of them. I mean, I like Glenn, and I just wish he had more experience, but I hate to say it like this because that's a cop-out, but lesser of two evils, yes. You know. I mean, well, I don't consider Glenn an evil, though, but I mean, at least he stepped up. He stepped up. Otherwise, it just would have been a runaway.
Do you think that more money is going to bring better candidates?
No, it'll just bring just the opposite in my mind. Look how good Schertzer was, and he stayed there 16 years. And I'm sure he could have been making a lot more in, you know, out of service.
It's an interesting discussion, and I'll be very interested to see if it's delayed, as Jason wants to do these pay raises, or if it does go through, if the mayor does veto it. It's going to be a big discussion around here, and a thing that's sad to me is I don't know if the people in Marion really even know that this is happening. So few people get the newspaper anymore, and you know, people do listen to radio and things of that nature, but it's hard to get the word out to everybody, and I have the feeling that if all the citizens knew this was going on, it would not be so popular.
Right. It's just too bad that we don't have the local. I appreciate you so much, but everybody can't get you.
Well, that's right. And they
made the newspaper so expensive that people can't afford it. And it's just a catch-22 anymore.
It really is. We'll see what happens, but I thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. Again, phone lines are open if you'd like to get your opinion. It's an interesting point. 31 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. You know, we certainly have talked about it today in regard to Mayor Schutz's appearance on Tuesday and Councilman Schauber's appearance today. It's just hard to believe, I think, for a lot of people that a pay raise of $40,000 could be moved up and voted in simply because they want to give their friend a pay raise because they think that's the way the election's going. Now, that is Councilman Schauber's words, not mine. So, if you have an opinion on this, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And anybody can voice their opinion. Nobody's going to judge you for your opinion. Maybe you think these pay raises are necessary. Maybe you think this is a good thing. Maybe you think this will attract better candidates. And things are going exactly as they should. But I'll tell you, it certainly has got people's attention. Certainly has got Mayor Schertzer's attention. And certainly has got Councilman Schauber's attention. So there you go, 740-751-4038. Will a veto be coming? Will this be delayed until after the election? What's going to happen? We'll find out as time goes on. 740-751-4038 is the number if you have an opinion. All right. Well, last night, as I said at the studio, Sean Kraft, Mary Ellen Withrow, Carrington Nelson, and Matt Morgan and I all got together, and we just had the best time taping a program. That group had never been together. I don't think Carrington had ever met Mary Ellen. I don't think Matt and Carrington had ever done anything on video together. And it was just so much. Everybody got along great. You know, there are complete different ages in that group. Myself, Mary Ellen, Carrington, and Matt. But, you know, it was the best time. And I keep saying it, but it is absolutely true. We have the best group of people here right now at this station. And I hope you enjoy it because they were tremendous last night. We talked about everything. We talked about national politics. We talked about local politics. We talked about things just in the news. So I want to thank Mary Ellen, Carrington, Matt, Sean, for all being there last night. We had a lot of laughs, and a lot of things came out that heretofore were not known, I don't think. So you got to watch that episode when it comes out on YouTube. Well, tomorrow is Friday. Friday's our big day here at the station. We kick off at 8:15 tomorrow morning, and 8:15 to 9 is Sean Kraft and I. 9:15 to 10 is Pastor Whitaker and myself. 10:15 to 11 is Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and myself. 11:15 to 12, Pastor Craig, and then the Exchange Club with Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself. And we're hoping, possibly, I'm not confirming anything, but that after 2 weeks tomorrow, Abby might show up during Exchange Club to have it out with Matt over these pronunciations, titles, I guess is really what it is. Should you call an older person Mr. or Mrs. just because they're older than you out of respect? Matt feels no. Abby feels yes. The two of them have never met. So I hope this does happen tomorrow because I just am interested to see what happens. It's not going to be a fight or anything like that. But it will be as just about as entertaining radio as you'll want to find. And I'll tell you this. it's great that I'm not in on this argument. Because heaven knows Abby has picked more arguments with me over the years than anybody, I think, on the face of the earth. And most of the time, I'm just a nice, innocent bystander in all this. But I'd like to hear her and Matt have this discussion. Not an argument, not a debate, just a discussion. Because I don't think either one of them would give an inch. I can't see either one of them going, well, you know, the other one's right. So hopefully that'll happen tomorrow, 12:15 to 1. And Pastor Craig and Sean and I will probably just sit there and go, well, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? So that's tomorrow. And the big Friday night show tomorrow. Carrington and Matt and Sean and myself, 8:15 to 10 p.m. tomorrow night. And that's always a lot of fun. You know, I got a peach pie. I am no longer mentioning where these things come from on the air unless someone tells me to mention it on the air. But, you know, I love peach pie. And this peach pie is very, very good. So I thank the person who gave me the peach pie. You know, it's good to have good people in your life. I posted this on social media this morning that really the secret to life is having good people in your life. And right now, there are a lot of good, positive people. It's not so much good people. I don't want to say good people. It's more positive people, people with a positive outlook on life. To have those people in your life is a very, very, very nice thing. So I'm so happy that that's the way it is right now. Also, do want to say happy birthday, belated happy birthday yesterday to Catherine Davidson. You would know her as the granddaughter of Charlie and Jeannie Evers. She's the daughter of Charlie's oldest daughter, Kathy. She was on the program earlier this year talking about health care in nursing homes, which is where she works. She did a fantastic job when she was on with us. And I know that a lot of people reported back good things on her appearance back in January, I believe it was. So happy birthday to Catherine. Hope she had a great birthday yesterday and everything went well. All right. Well, if anybody has anything to say, phone lines are open for about another 20 minutes, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do you have anything to say about the pay raises? Or do you have any prospects that this, and I should, it's not a debate, this discussion between Abby and Matt will happen tomorrow. Would you like to hear it? And what do you think would happen? You know, I know them both pretty well, but I don't know. You know, I'm going to leave it up in the air at this particular point. I don't know what would happen. Let's say that. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, no relation to Brittany Spears, and you can just call me Adam or some other pet name since, goodness sakes, I'm older than you, but that's I don't go for the Mr. stuff.
Okay, no problem.
You already know that, of course.
Yes, yes.
Did you watch the comedy festivities yesterday on Fox?
No, I didn't. I was at the studio doing a taping last night.
So you didn't watch? I didn't watch Donald Trump with Tucker. Of course, I had to pick one of the other. You didn't watch a replay? You didn't see it at all?
No, I haven't seen it yet, the Republican debate. No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I thought I'd give you my rundown. Did you want to hear
it? Oh, yeah, go ahead. I have not seen it.
To the progressive professor, but I figure I told him I would call Scott, but he was talking to Schauber. I do like Jason Schauber. I agree with the cameras. Anything we can do to keep the city safe. Honestly, with that camera in front of the studio, I think you'd agree. I feel safer. I'm all for it. If they're to catch jaywalkers or, you know, someone throwing a cigarette butt into the sidewalk, they're there to catch serious offenses, and I'm all for it.
I don't know that Jason
completely in favor of it, and you know, invasion of privacy, yes, but goodness sakes, I mean, it's 2023. Your name goes through a computer database. My name probably gone through a computer database 10 times since I called you this morning. So I'm not that concerned about it. You know, we can't live in a cave. Everything is electronic. Information is exchanged all the time, and this is in the interest of safety. and safety is important. And we have great law enforcement, and I'm in favor of it. That's my opinion of it.
All right. Now, what about the rest of the interview? I think the big portion of that interview had to deal with the budgeting.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a big story.
What salaries are of mayors in other cities in Ohio. Now, of course, there are cities with the strong mayor system like we have, and those with the weak mayor. Some cities don't have any mayor at all. You know what the mayor of Columbus makes. I think it's close to what the president makes. So forget the amount. I mean, it's a huge city, and it's a strong mayor system, obviously. It is interesting because Ty Mead was on with me. We talked about the salary of council, you know, $5,000 or $6,000. It's just designed to show appreciation, but it's not going to make a lot of it. It does seem to be a bit different from even the current mayor's salary. Yeah, I agree. You know, I think around 75 might be a little better, you know, for a city this size. But $100,000 isn't high compared to other cities of this size. But again, if we look at how powerful is the mayor, and again, cost of living, Marion, as a function of population, probably, as you probably would agree, has one of the lowest costs of living in the whole state, which is, I think, why it's become so attractive, why we have businesses opening downtown, et cetera. So I think a compromise, a raise is in order, but I think 100-plus, the 100-plus figure is a bit too much of an increase.
I think the story
in the middle.
I think the story this morning was having it moved up 4 years from 2028 to 2024, when there was already a raise in place to take it up to $75,000, and the fact that a councilman on air this morning, a Republican councilman, I think the longest serving Republican councilman at this point, said he believes the reason that was done is they're looking at how the mayoral race is going, and they feel they're just doing this for their friend, giving him a raise.
Possibly, you know, and I don't know much the police chief makes. I mean, that's public information, but it's a tough, stressful, risky job. So I no problem with the police chief being paid well. I just think a compromise, and you know, inflation's out of control, so we can look at that too. But 50% is a bit steep. So somewhere in the middle, I would agree with that. You know, 75 is fine.
Right. No, well, 75's already been voted on. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, do you think it's possible that this is just being... And the mayor said on Tuesday, he said, I don't know why they're doing it. They had the votes. They did it. They don't know why they're doing it. I mean,
yeah,
is that something you want to hear from your council?
I think everybody's just frustrated. I mean, who knows? I'm not people smart enough to make that determination, but it's a frustrating situation for sure.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens in the long run with this, but I certainly think it's on people's mind because I don't think people want... I think people want answers to things like that.
I would say. Take a look at a chart of other mayor salaries, but understand there it's not full apples to apples because the mayor has different amounts of power. And again, the charter city idea, too, I think in time that will occur, but not right away. Almost like Joe Biden running for president. He didn't get to be president immediately, but he finally did. So that does happen. Sometimes if you don't succeed, try again. That certainly would affect it, too. Depends what does the mayor do, how much power does he or she have, things like that.
Well, I think the question is not necessarily the money. It's does money bring in better candidates?
I'd like to think the person would do it because he or she cares, and I give Glenn credit for that. You know, that's one of the several pluses on Glenn's side. I don't feel like we're bribing somebody because of salary. And again, with what council makes, council is a difficult, stressful job, and they're certainly not being paid handsomely for what they do.
Well, so what happened last night at the debate?
Okay, well, you know, again, eight of them, and let's say I was expecting to be more impressed with Pence. He just, every other word is about religion or about how much experience he has, but then he's going ahead and bashing his former boss, Donald Trump, previously. He's not a good speaker. I thought I'd be more impressed with him, so that if there was a loser of the debate, it is Pence, very little what I heard was something that I would find appealing. Not unexpectedly, Nikki Haley, very impressive. She's actually even more moderate than I thought she was. I like how she mentioned she's certainly a pro-life person, but keeping her nose out of it, which is good. She did make sure people knew that biological men playing women's sports is a serious issue, and it very much is. And it's a give them an inch, they take a mile, and she certainly will fight for that, which I think is great. Interesting, yeah, two candidates of Indian origin who are quite different. Vivek Ramaswamy, very smart man, smiles a lot, smiles a little too much for my taste. Certainly arrogant, he's not going to deny that, and he's intriguing for sure, we'll put it that way. He certainly is the American dream, and I respect him for that. And Haley, again, I think the voice of reason, the very, very moderate candidate, and I did like her. Chris Christie, he has a warm and cuddly feeling, but I'm concerned about his health. And I'm not sure the stress of the presidency would be something that he should take on. Asa Hutchinson.
Now, wait, is that a weight thing? Because was there something else wrong with his health that I don't know about?
Yes. There's no secret. He's not a healthy specimen. And you look at Haley. Look at Vivek. Again, Burgum, even though he had an injury, he still showed up, and he's in his 60s. Hutchinson. I mean, they all look fairly healthy.
And well, I guess I do have a question on this. So for you, Christie would not be the guy because of his.
I think a cabinet position. I mean, you know.
Now, hold on. I'm curious.
Like. He does work well with both parties. He's smart. He's in the early 60s. He's a decent age, but you know, the health is important.
Why? But I guess, do we know he's unhealthy, or is it just because of the way he looks?
No. I don't have his medical record, but he certainly is. He doesn't look healthy to me. Let's put it that way. And that's what that's, you know, Obama pluses and minuses. The guy still looks healthy. He's always looked healthy. And Haley also, she looks like she's ready to dig in and do the job. And I'd love to see a female president. This has to be one that I like. And she might be a sleeper. But Christie, I think he'd be good for a cabinet position. He is likable. Yeah, he's got a warm and fuzzy nature to him, and I like that. Even a possible VP. So I'm not presidency. I'm not sure about that one.
But age is not a factor. Because both of the front runners at this point would be 80, or close to it.
Well, I'm not. Who knows about Trump? He didn't participate, and who knows?
Well, he's still the front runner. Still the front runner.
Yeah. Well, who knows? But yeah, Haley, she's early 50s, I believe. DeSantis, 40s. Vivek, barely old enough even to be president. So I'm not going to say he's too young. He's just a bit extreme, and he smiles a bit too much. But sharp man, and you know, he's, if anybody is the embodiment of the American dream, he is. I like Haley, just kind of saying she'll keep her nose out of abortion. That's good. I like how she stood up for women's sports. That's a very important issue, which will only get more extreme if we don't remedy that ASAP. He's smart. She is moderate, and I think she will work with people. She looks to be in very, very good shape. Hutchinson, he just looks a little old and nonchalant. I see the Southern gentleman in him, like Carter, but I think like Carter to be kind of a weak leader. That was kind of my impression. Burgum is likable. I think he'd work with other parties, and I respect that. Even with his injury, he did make an appearance, and he seems healthy. He seems likable. So he also, possible vice president, possible cabinet position, who knows. I guess the main thing, Scott, is I'm disappointed with Pence. He really puts a bad taste in my mouth. And Haley, I thought I'd be impressed, even more impressed than I figured I would be. And DeSantis, things that he's done that I love, just kind of wondering, though, if he's presidential material. So still, verdict's a little bit still out on that one.
Well, it looks as if Trump is still the front runner, so I guess that's the way that goes.
Yeah, we'll see. And the Ukraine question, that was fascinating. I learned a little bit about it, but we do need to take care of our own issues. Let's just put it that way. And DeSantis, being from Florida, he certainly is aware of our issue with the borders, and he makes no bones about how he feels, as does Vivek. So interesting. It was good, and it was certainly lively and went by very quickly. But you know, what you do on your Wednesday evening station festivities is great also. But I'd love to hear other opinions.
Well, I think we're hearing some, and certainly I think people are not happy with the pay raises for city council. I just think moving it up was the big problem. You know, taking it from $69,000 to $110,000 for the mayor just in 4 months when we'll have a new mayor, I think that is what has thrown people up. And then to have a councilman come on this morning and say he felt it was done strictly for political purposes, just to give their buddy a raise. Yeah. I think that's very interesting.
I don't know enough to say, but it wouldn't surprise me. And that's not the right reason. I just take a look at salaries in other cities in Ohio of similar size, and it doesn't seem out of line, as I did a little checking on that yesterday. Again, it does depend upon the power of the mayor, but we have a powerful mayor system here. And if we become a charter city, which I think we will at some point, he or she be more, even more powerful. And I don't know much the police chief makes. You probably do, but I mean, in 2023, it doesn't seem out of line. But the percentage increase seems a bit extreme. So I wouldn't, you know, I can live with it, but I wouldn't mind. At 75,000 versus 109, whatever it is, that's about $1 per capita. If you can look at it that way. But I think 75 is a good number, and I imagine the mayor gets good benefits also.
Well, I would say probably so, but I think the problem is not what you or I think. It's what the mayor and the councilman have said. I think that's what's stark and interesting, because they're there every Monday.
Don't you think, though, that council making the $5,000 to $6,000 is awfully small compared to the mayor, even making what he makes now? Seems like there should be a bit of a raise in that point. Council's not designed to be the full-time job that they'll make you comfortably rich, but I think a bit of a raise for council, and also payment based upon the meetings that they make, if they're in a committee, etc. You know, it's a little bit beyond what I'm qualified to talk about, but seems like an awfully big difference between what the mayor makes and the council makes.
Well, the mayor, I believe, is a full-time job, and I believe the council, even though they do field phone calls at home, I believe they only have to meet once a week, and I don't even think there's I don't know what the rules are on that, but I don't know how demanding a job it is. I really don't know.
I'm not qualified to speak, but it's an awfully big raise. I mean, it's like we're almost talking about baseball, where this minimum salary and how much free agents make keeps up and up and up and up, and then you're talking millions. It's like $20 million a year. That's not even that big of a deal anymore.
And well, I just
what the big Red Machine players made in the '70s, what the great Yankee players made, not $20 million a year. Yeah, how much would Johnny Bench make if he were playing right now? I mean, $100 million? Who knows?
Well, like I said, I don't even know that it's really the amount on the whole. I just think it's the timing of somebody bringing it to the finance committee, and then right before an election, 4 months before an election, you move it up to that election.
It certainly looks intriguing from that perspective. More than I can say, so I won't make a specific comment. But I just say, look at comparable salaries of cities about the size of Marion, but also ones where there is a strong mayor system. And we're kind of, you know, call us somewhere between an outlying suburb and city that's kind of on its own. Maybe, you know, the same way you might put Springfield or Chillicothe. And Marion is between Springfield and Chillicothe in terms of size.
Well, I don't know if the city has the money. You know, this is the first election in which we've lost our bond rating. That's going to affect grants and things of that nature, loans that the city possibly would want to take out, interest rates. I know that there's also an issue right now. I mean, they took a vote of no confidence in the auditor. She's running unopposed, so she's coming back in that position.
Yeah,
and we'll get a raise for it if this goes through. So I think that's, not to mention the fact that whoever wins the mayoral race, they come in with no experience.
We had a president do that. We have a presidential candidate looking to do that.
But I don't know if we gave him a $40,000 raise to do it.
I agree. Well, experience is helpful. I think Miranda's doing, for the cards that she was dealt, I mean, what she was thrown into, I think, again, I don't know the whole story, but I think she's doing a decent job. My goodness, look what she was presented with. I wouldn't want to do it. I would go crazy. So I admire her even for the willingness to do it that way.
Well, there's a lot of question. Let's say that. And I guess we're going to have a lot of question leading into the election, which is less than 90 days away. And we'll see where this goes. And will that have any impact on anything?
Interesting time, Scott, to be in the talk radio biz, isn't it?
It certainly is. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, well, yeah, the webmaster wanted to let you know that in 15 seconds, the interview with Jason Schauber will be available. For those who missed it, get your cup of coffee and listen to it. It's certainly something your ears and brain cells will thank you for.
Absolutely. Jason Schauber on the website momentarily. Thanks, Adam, for doing that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour here. What do you think of this whole local political scene? All right. Well, here we got a call coming. Let's take the call. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
So how's your tomato plants doing?
All my tomato plants. Well, you know, not great.
Enough with all this political talk.
I know. It's like crossfire around here today. No, it's very interesting because I need somebody who knows something, who has a green thumb, to come over and do something with these things, because I don't think I did anything wrong, because I do have some red tomatoes on there, but some of them are still green, and there's really only, on three plants, I only have like four or five red tomatoes, and I don't know why that is, because I have watered them, I have paid attention to them, something just isn't right.
So is it just that they haven't turned red, or you just don't have that many tomatoes?
Well, I mean, I don't have that many red tomatoes altogether, and really, when you count the green tomatoes, I think there should be a lot more than there are, considering we're this late in August, August 24th.
Hmm. Well, speaking of tomatoes, Richland Road Food Pantry Saturday.
Oh, is it? And that, again, is, 9 a.m. until all the food's gone? You get there at 8:30 for parking lot preference?
Yeah. So, yeah, I had me a Mater sandwich for supper last night, and I thought, I wonder how Scott Spears' tomatoes plants are coming along.
Well, I haven't gotten to eat any of them yet, so I'm going to have to get somebody over who knows something about horticulture, because apparently I don't. I'm going to learn one day. I'm going to retire and be a gardener at some point. So, you know,
you've got to try fried green tomatoes, Scott. Go out there and pluck a couple of them and get you some eggs and flour and salt and pepper. Fry some green tomatoes. You'll thank me.
So what's the recipe you use?
Well, you just go out, get the green tomatoes, wash them, slice them up, dip them in like an egg wash, dip them in flour on both sides, a little salt, a little pepper, get you a couple of tabs of butter going in a hot skillet, and just fry them on both sides until they're fork tender, and enjoy.
Did you ever give your opinion, if we're able to drag Abby in here tomorrow, how you think the Abby-Matt discussion's going to go?
Well, I think you hit it. Neither one's going to budge, and it'll be interesting.
It is, because they're both hard-headed.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think Matt can take her, though, because Matt is an intellectual.
Oh, come on.
No, not that Abby...
Of course, you will take the guy side, so now for Abby.
No, not that Abby's not an intellectual, but I think Abby will have a harder time arguing with a kid, because I have seen Matt argue with adults at the station. And that's okay, because that's good radio. I think Abby will have a hard time arguing.
Speaking of radio, when are you guys going to start advertising? We need to get your view on one of these billboards. So that way everybody, I can't be the only one with a useless opinion no one cares about calling in here all the time.
Do you really want to be driving through the city and see my face on a billboard?
Yeah, with one of them old-fashioned microphones and then, like, a big cheesy grin, and yeah.
Oh, well, I've always said what Marion needs is me on a billboard. And what about me for May? I'll tell you what, because that'll fix this whole city's problems, top to bottom. Put me on a billboard, this city will be running like a top.
Problem solved. We'll have it tip-top.
You're listening to WWE.
Hey, well, you'd vote for me for mayor, though, wouldn't you?
Definitely maybe.
Maybe?
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
All right. Well, I think we're out of time. Linda Sims, Voice of the People, is coming up next 2 hours, 10:15 to 12 noon. Give it a listen. Adam, the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1 p.m., and I'll be back tomorrow for the big Friday lineup. Don't miss it for love nor money. Me on a billboard. You know, that right there could fix this city in a moment. Hey, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio.